morning. Good morning, Congressman Jeff Duncan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's great to be in the Palmetto State. No place like home.
You're right. It is no place like home. In fact, you know, what have you been hearing this week from your constituents as you've traveled around, not only here in Greenwood, but all around your district?
The government needs to quit spending money and, you know, get the size of government out of control, quit governing through regulations that circumvent Congress and are anti-business. People want the private sector to create jobs, so they realize the government's in the way of them doing that.
Right.
That's really what it's all about. They're concerned about energy prices. They question the administration's failure to issue drilling permits again in the Gulf of Mexico while the president is in a foreign country applauding them for offshore drilling and saying we want to be your first and best customer. So, you know, people say we've got the resources here. Why do we want to continue our dependence on foreign sources of oil?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Jeff. In fact, I had something I wanted to play for you because I know that you are into issuing those permits and moving our country forward. I don't know what it's going to take to get people, our country, to wake up and say, hey, we can supply ourselves. So have you got just, this is an 18-second clip I wanted to play for you.
Story about a man named Jed, rural mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. Then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crew. Oh, that is
black gold,
Texas tea.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I thought you'd appreciate that since you are, of course, on what, natural resources? And
I am.
And you've been wanting to understand why we haven't been issuing these permits. I thought that would be appropriate this morning.
That's very appropriate, you know, but it's more than just Texas tea. It's Oklahoma and Montana and North Dakota and the western Gulf of Mexico and Alaska and more. Everywhere we've got natural resources, we've got oil and natural gas that we ought to be harvesting to meet the energy needs of the country.
So what about the safety? You know, wasn't there something in the news yesterday or day before about a Gulf spill there? What are you saying?
Well, you know, it's ironic that from what we hear from the oil companies, the drilling companies and the producers, they've met every safety requirement asked of them since the Horizon Deepwater spill. That the government's asking them, and they still, there's only been two permits issued. And then we see permission permit given to Petrobras, which is a Brazilian company, that they've been given a lease in as of March, I think March the 11th or March the 18th, when that story ran on UPI. And so, and then we see our president go down there and applaud them for
you're breaking up
here in America, and it's abysmal the record this administration has on American energy independence.
Well, it certainly is, and you know our prices could be going back up. This, of course, relates right there also to what is happening in Libya. You know, we got involved over there with the no-fly zone. What do you think is going to, you know, are we headed for another war, Jeff?
Not if I have anything to do with it. You know, we're looking at this issue very, very closely. You know, it was alarming to me that the president decided to make these decisions knowing that Congress was not in session this week, but the Senate and the House are back home in their districts working on constituent issues and trying to listen to the voters. And the president does this. So when we get back, the leadership of the House is going to make sure that the president has done everything correctly within the law, and we're going to question him over what he's going to be able to do going forward. The question I have is, you know, how long is this engagement going to be, and then ultimately, who's going to be commanding United States troops? Because I want to make sure that United States commanders are commanding United States forces in the field. And, you know, I'm very concerned that we can't afford another war. We're involved in three, right now, three actions, if you include our limited force action in Iraq. Iraq stepped up the plate and done what they need to do as a sovereign nation to take care of that, and we see an exit strategy. But we're heavily involved in Afghanistan and the war on terror, and I don't believe we need to fight another war and put American soldiers and sailors and airmen in harm's way again, especially since there's no direct evidence that the war on terror is being fought in Libya.
Well, one of the things that interests me is if Gaddafi has been such a terrible, and we know he has been a terrible leader, why have we waited till now? There have been many opportunities in the past.
Well, that's correct. But what you saw in the neighboring countries, Egypt, and what we see in Yemen and Bahrain and other countries where, folks are wanting more self-governance. But what we need to be cognizant of is, what role is the Muslim Brotherhood playing in the uprisings there? Do these uprisings play any part in their goal for pursuing their the political ideology of Islamism and their political goals of basically having a caliphate or a world government? And that's a concern that we have.
Absolutely. Now, coming up on April 8th, we'll be starting over. Do you think we're ever going to get this budget? I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but do you think we're ever going to get there, Jeff?
Paul Ryan from Wisconsin, he's the chief budget writer. I spoke with Mick Mulvaney this morning, and they're crafting a budget. The House is crafting its budget, and we'll be dealing with that in April. Right now, we're still working on continuing resolutions. Government's been operated under a continuing resolution. Passed a three-week continuing resolution. I voted against it because I don't believe it. A, it doesn't cut the size and scope of government enough. It doesn't rein in enough government spending. And I think we're going to have a battle on our hands, for the next continuing resolution to fund government for the remainder of the year through September. And we're going to run up against a debt ceiling because the United States is still spending more money than it's bringing in. We are running a trillion and a half dollar deficit. That means we're spending a trillion and a half more than we're bringing in. And so we're going to run up against the debt ceiling, the statutory authority that the government has to borrow money. And Americans don't want us to borrow any more money. They want us to cut up the credit cards and rein in the spending. So we've actually got three things going on. We've got somehow fund government operations for the remainder of the year. We've got a debt ceiling increase that we're approaching rapidly. And then we're going to have a budget